Radio Network.
We are now into the fourth and final hour of the first weekday live broadcast in 2010. I am Alex Jones, your host. Coming up, children reaching age 3 without being able to say a word, survey finds. We're getting into some financial news as well and continue taking your phone calls. Also, I got a lot of emails last week and this weekend asking me if this story that was out was true, that the UN is issuing their own gold currency. Paul Watson did some research at PrisonPlanet.com and found that it's a hoax. UN gold hoax muddies the waters of real move towards global currency. That is coming up first after the break. Right now, Diane in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes. Hello, Alex. Alex, I am a person who is more knowledgeable than average people. Not only the American Free Press I subscribe to, but the Contact paper out of Las Vegas. I want to tell you on page 8 of the last Contact, which was December 2nd, 2009, the Knight's Carbonic article by George Monbiot. B-I-O-T is
Monbiot, the last part. Yeah, he's a socialist London Guardian writer.
Okay, well, he said, in this it says, published in The Guardian, 23rd November 2009, The conspiracy which proves that man-made global warming is a scam. It's no use pretending that this isn't a major blow. The emails extracted by a hacker from the Climatic Research Unit at the University of East Anglia could scarcely be more damaging. I am now convinced that they are genuine, and I'm dismayed and deeply shaken by them. But then
Hold on, man. We covered that at the time. He admitted, and they now admit those emails are real, but he still says global warming's man-made, just that this fraud really hurts them. So what's your point about Monbiot?
This here goes into an email sent the Knight's Carbonic on October 29th, 2009, through Professor Ernst Wiesel, University of Redcar, 21st Grand Warden of the Temple of Knights Carbonic. In the bottom of the article, after he talks about the three ways that they have master planned this in the very beginning for the cap and trade to happen and the one world government to happen,
yes, I've announced
that. I'm going to read to you. Our co-option of the physical world has been just as successful. The thinning of the Arctic ice cap was a master stroke. The ring of secret nuclear power stations around the Arctic circles, attached to giant immersion heaters, remains undetected by humanity. As do the
Ma'am, I appreciate your call, but that again, I've seen nothing like that. And mixing in Monbiot in The Guardian talking about something with that. Send me some information, okay? Show tips at Infowars.com. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
Hello. Is this Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I just wanted to get your comment. I got some information on where I live, and it's regarding our Second Amendment. And I wanted to ask you, if, as far as what you know of the law, does not state law overrule district law?
Yes, but a lot of county, if you mean that by district, and city laws against the Second Amendment in different states, particularly Texas and a few others, do get overturned, but a lot of them don't get challenged. And so there are a lot of cities and counties that have set up anti-Second Amendment laws against gun shows or gun shops or other things that are a violation of state law because the state hasn't said they could do that. The people's representatives, the legislature, haven't authorized it. But just because something's unconstitutional doesn't mean they won't throw you in prison for it. Why? What's going on?
Yes, Alex. I live on a subdivision with, about 37 miles from the closest town. I'm back in the Hill Country, and there was a problem we had with poaching out here, and there's houses.
Stay there. I want to hear about it. Well, do you have that MJTF Group 13? They're really bad.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, going back to George in Texas, and I'm going to hit a bunch of news and go back to your calls. George, slowly, you're saying you live in a rural subdivision, the Texas Hill Country. I would guess that means Central Texas. There's only one hill country here. That's where I live, here in Central Texas, and you said that there was a problem with poaching. There's always a problem while they've got to take your rights away. What are they doing to your Second Amendment?
Well, what it is, Alex, it's one family, and I have no problem that people are hungry. But went to this subdivision committee, went to the county courthouse, took the person to court, and they put a lawsuit on him. And what the district judge said, it's in Real County in Texas, the district judge said, I'm going to make it global, no discharging of firearms. And the game warden was present in the courtroom, and he said, I asked him, I said, well, what do I do if there's a rattlesnake outside or a rabbit animal?
Well, let me stop you. We've got lots of judges. There was one a couple years ago in Tennessee. Somebody outside, it was a city judge, outside of his jurisdiction, put up a sign saying our courts are a joke because of a divorce proceeding he'd had. Didn't even say the judge's name, but if he would have, it would have been okay. They had him arrested. Now, the judge got in trouble later, but it shows they're delusional. You're telling me because a family was reportedly poaching, that the judge said in the neighborhood, in the town, in the county, where he said a global, when they say global, that means everywhere in his jurisdiction. When a judge says global, that means their jurisdiction. You're telling me that he said no firearms discharged where?
Within this subdivision that I live at, and it was a female judge. And,
but hold on, you're in the, but hold on. Is there a county law? Are you in the county, and is there a county law against discharging firearms?
No, sir.
Sir, you should contact the newspapers. That is, so let me get this straight. Somebody said a family was hunting deer for food, or, I mean, you, tell me the whole story.
Yes, sir. What they did, they found some deer. They had found one deer, an axis deer, and a white-tailed deer. And what the white-tailed deer was close to our property. There's like 50-foot leeway, and it had an arrow in it. And
so because somebody is shooting a foreign exotic deer, which the game wardens have no jurisdiction over, and because a white-tail was shot, what does that have to do with any of you? I mean, again, that's what they do now. Oh, a guy tried to blow up a plane with underwear. We're going to record all your naked bodies with body scanners now. Oh, yeah. I mean, again, so some
well,
deer got.
I just, Alex, I told the members on this board where I live, I said, well, doesn't state law, castle law, overrule district law as far as discharging a firearm? If there's a rabid animal or a snake, I have a right to shoot it if my wife is going out to hang clothes. And they said, well, yeah, that's true. But, you know, and I said, but no, it's state law. Castle law says I have a right to protect my property and or my person. And then they wanted to argue it, and they, but the judge in the county said that it was global, that no discharging of firearms is now implemented by the board out here and by the district judge. And the game warden said, I said, well, what am I supposed to do? And he goes, well, the game warden answered and replied, well, you're in a catch-22. So I got to call a game warden that covers two counties here in Texas to come kill a rattlesnake.
And now, let me stop you, and I appreciate your call. You've got a big problem, and you should write it up, post it on the web somewhere. Look, take Freestone County, where my dad's got some family property going back to Mexican land grants. It's one thing to say you can't shoot a little rack, or you can't shoot a big giant rack. They will arrest you, take your car, take your rifles in Freestone County. They're doing this in many other counties. There's plenty of deer. The deer are everywhere. Giant deer, little deer, you know, everything. They've got the, what they call, I guess, the abnormal ones that have the giant racks. And they're saying you can't shoot something if it doesn't have a certain spread, which nobody can measure. Or if it's a 4-point, you can't shoot it, but if it's a 3-point, you can. And there's just no way for people to know. Most of that deer hunting out there is done in brush. That's, you know, where the good deer are. They're smart and don't come out during deer season except at night. So you got to hunt in brush, and a lot of times you can see some big antlers and, you know, take your shot. And then they're not even, you know, they're trying to restrict doe permits for people to see. The power to tax is the power to destroy. A permit is an authorization to do something that's illegal. So they turn your right into a privilege. It's like 60-something years ago. I forget the exact date. It was in the 40s. New York City said, you still got your Second Amendment. You got to pay this, what was it, $5 licensing fee. It's a formality. People accepted that. A decade later or so, they said, okay, now you got to pay a big fee. It's bigger, and we're going to restrict who gets it. Until now, only a few hundred people have got firearms permits, and they're basically all mafia or corrupt Goldman Sachs employees. That was even in the Bloomberg a few weeks ago. They're all getting gun permits. So that's how they turn a right into a privilege. That's why I'm against concealed carry permits. You have a gun permit in Texas and Nevada and Arizona and Vermont under the Second Amendment. The state hasn't abridged it. But because under common law, concealed weapons are illegal. It's bearing arm, keep and bear arms. Good guys have them out in the open. So they're creating the custom and the general idea that you got to have a permit to own a gun. And all these Hollywood shows and cop shows based in New York and other places always show them busting people in fiction and nonfiction shows in New York or Chicago. And so you get a repair person at your house, they see a gun case, they go out and call the cops. Because they move here from New York or wherever, they think your guns are illegal. I've had this happen to me. Okay? Because people are so dumbed down. They have so the perception that guns are illegal is now out there. How many billboards have you seen in the last decade? More than a decade. I've seen the same variant, federally funded, the Ad Council with your tax money, billboards all over the country. I've been in Galveston, Texas. I've been in Dallas, Texas. I've been in Los Angeles, California. I've been in Chicago. I've been in Florida. I have been all over the country, not even looking for these, and I see them. And it shows a billboard, and it says, report illegal guns. And it's a picture or a graphic of a handgun pointed at you aggressively. It'll have the front cylinder with the bullets in it and the barrel aimed at you threateningly. It's all psychological. Or it'll have the gun turned sideways with a guy with a mask on. The image is criminals have guns. I've seen several different variants. You've seen them on the web. I posted photos I took myself in Galveston. And in tiny fine print, you got to get right up under the billboard. I got 20/20 vision. You got to squint to read it. It says with an asterisk, when a gun is involved in illegal activity or in a crime. But the big message is report illegal guns. It's all about perception. I have distant family and people that have been at my house and who have seen a Nerf gun. I mean, it's great. We run around the backyard, the front yard, neighborhood kids have them. We have big Nerf battles. In fact, I plan to try to go home earlier today. My son's Nerf gun broke. You know, planned obsolescence, they break usually in a few months. So I'm going to go buy him and my daughter, because hers I'm sure will break soon, a new Nerf gun and some new Nerf bullets. We're going to go have a Nerf battle. Now, so-called liberal parents think that a gun in the hands of the citizens, even a toy gun, is a devilish, evil weapon. They're scared to death of it. I've told the story one time of a well-known newspaper writer, now a magazine writer, at my parents' house. I was in college, and the big gun case, I didn't keep my guns at home then. I went home to get a deer rifle. I pull up, say hi to him. I go in my parents' bedroom, do the combination, get a deer rifle out. There in the kitchen, he sees me walking by the doorway with a gun, and I hear like a shriek. And he says, is that a gun? And he starts getting up. He's all scared, white-faced. And I walk in and I say, don't worry, it's 243 for small deer in Texas. It's unloaded. I opened it up, lever action, Savage, first deer rifle my dad got back in the 50s. I said, look, this is, and he was, get out of here, please, get out of here. And he's not like what you think of as a cowardly person. He has imperial conditioning to be scared to death of a slave with a gun. Now, he sees cops, SWAT teams, dogs, helicopters, troops. He feels good. He sees a slave with a gun, he gets scared. And he said, please, just get out of here, please, please. And I left. But I've seen people, I've seen family where my kids are going bang, bang, playing outside at a family event, and they get scared to death of that and act like some great offense has been committed. That is imperial conditioning. We are turning into a domesticated jellyfish population that is being gelded. Now the kids can't play dodgeball. Then they can't play tag. Then they can't wrestle. Then they can't run. Most school districts have banned it. Now they can't even walk fast. Now some say they can't talk. They can't hug. They can't shake hands. They are the equivalent of supermax prisoners. Now on the airplanes, you can't talk the last hour. You have to look straight forward. You can't cover your knees with a blanket. You may be a terrorist. You can have no electronic device, all because of some guy with a firecracker in his underwear. This is the domestication scientifically to train us to be defenseless and to be gelded and to be weak. So go out and take physical jiu-jitsu or taekwondo or whatever it is you like. Go take a boxing class. Go buy firearms. Take some safety courses. Get proficient with it. Store your firearms properly. But we need a culture of liberty. It's like this Times of London story, and I've got similar articles out of the U.S. children reaching age 3 without being able to say a word survey finds, now the government's going to get involved. Because of TV and the culture and the parents never being home, the children can't even talk. They're dumbing us down into mindless idiots. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
That's right, we beat the Copenhagen scam. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there, but we're gonna do it. Put your foot down on the pedal, crank it up. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, because we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and their beer in Texarkana.
We'll bring it back no matter what it
We're not running a truckload of Coors Light here, folks. We're running a truckload of liberty and freedom in the info war. You know, I've said it over and over again, and I'll say it again. The best thing we can do in the fight against the New World Order is get my documentary films. They're the most effective, the most powerful, the most accurate, and they wake people up. Fall the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising. You don't have to buy one of them. They're all in decent quality on YouTube and Google. Take those URL links and email them every day out to your friends, your family, your neighbors. They are waking people up. Or support us by the high-quality DVDs. Got incredibly low prices at Infowars.com. You can get free films, free T-shirts. That's also how you support us. Get those DVD duplicators. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Burn the films on DivX onto CDs. Give them to everybody. PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's take a few more calls, and I'm going to continue with the financial and global news. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas, then Mordecai, Rick, Mark. Oh, Mark in Switzerland. I'm going to skip ahead to him in a minute. John in Tejas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I have a comment to make concerning a statement that your last guest had made.
And that's Lord Monckton?
Right. He was encouraging everybody to call the representatives and to let them know, hey, if we have to have world governance, you know, let's have it, you know, elect them. And I know it's pretty obvious for, I think, most Americans and definitely your listeners, in the United States, you know, with our local, state, and federal politicians, we're having hard enough time trying to get honest people elected as it is.
Yeah, John, I think you're missing the point. He said we're obviously against it. It's tyrannical. The issue is they couldn't get the countries to sign on, even though that was a fraud. Now they're just doing it. It's open tyranny. That way you educate people along what's really happening. You understand? I mean, we're pointing out that we're going into global governance and government without even being able to vote on it.
No, I understand. That's fine. But it just, you know, I think any form of global governance, you know, people should fight against it worldwide.
Yes, yes. National sovereignty is a firewall against tyranny, and no one wants global government, neither does Lord Monckton. It was a debate tool, and I agree with him, to say, look, we're going to have this, you know, we should be able to vote on it. We should decide if we want to be part of it. But I hear you, and I appreciate your call, John. Mordecai in Israel. Got callers from all over the place, and then Mark in Switzerland. Mordecai, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. I would like to let you know that thanks to you, I watched Jesse Ventura's documentaries dealing with the September 11th attacks conspiracy theory, and I would like to call your attention to a detail that the research team may have overlooked. It's something that jumped out at me when I watched the documentary, namely that the ownership of Hangar 17, where the only known evidence from 9/11 still in existence, is locked away from public scrutiny.
Yes, now, and Giuliani signed a mayoral decree that no one can ever get it, and that he, after being out of office, controls it. How does a mayor give himself power and control and basic ownership over something after he leaves?
Very interesting. Well, the thing that jumped out at me was this. When Jesse's camera team has viewed the building from a certain angle, Hangar 17 and JFK Airport has a prominent unfaded billboard that says Tower Air. Now, anyone can go and look in YouTube and they can see it there. Tower Airlines was an Israeli airline that went bankrupt in 2000. And it's none other than that building, Hangar 17, that housed Tower Air's then brand new corporate headquarters.
I did not know that. Somebody should write up an article about that, and we'd post it at Infowars.com.
This is my question is this. Why does 9/11 evidentiary material that would provide clues, such as the absence or presence of super thermite or other explosive materials in the dust from the blast, sit there for safekeeping in the former executive headquarters of a 10-year defunct Israeli front organization that contracted heavily for the U.S. Defense Department, and it still has an unfaded sign hanging on the building?
Sir, write it up, and we'll post it. You know, get the video clip or links to it or screenshots, and we'll link to it. Or somebody, I don't have that many writers, but if somebody will put it together, send it to Show Tips or writers at Infowars.com, we'll get that up. Anything else, Mordecai?
Well, Alex, you know,
stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with...
Okay, quickly, Mordecai and Israel, finish up your point. I'm going to go to a few more calls and get into some financial news. I asked if you had anything else to add. Go ahead.
Yes, just very, very quickly. I've been hesitating to say this on your show for a long time, because I do the same kind of work that you do here in Israel for more than 12 years. I've been doing this. When I heard a guy call earlier and say that your show is entertaining, despite the fact that they've destroyed my family and it's a whole different thing that you have no time for on the show right now, but I had to call and say this when I heard somebody say that he treats your show as entertainment when it's so dead serious and everybody in the world is suffering from what they're doing. The closer that somebody approaches the truth, the more danger there is for the person to be called a provocateur, because there are certain things that if I were to say here in Israel about Israel, I would be promptly arrested. And if you would say it in America about America, you would also get a visit. You know, and you said you've gotten death threats and things like that, but but eventually, and this is a question really rather than a comment or a statement, because I don't, you know, people talk about their arms being taken away and the danger of their taking away our guns. But at one point, somebody's going to have to address the issue of who gets to give the orders to fire and when and under what circumstances, and when is that going to happen? Who are going to be the people? Because it's not enough and it's not sufficient just to own the guns. And just waving the guns and just owning them, at one point someone's going to have to use them, and somebody's going to have to determine who are the commanders, who are the people who are, I mean, you get my point, right?
Mordecai, I do get your point. I appreciate your call. Answering that question, thousands of pieces of data, common sense, history come into play. The military and the police are starting to wake up. The governments of the world have done everything they can to brainwash them and turn them against the people, and the people against the police and military. The last thing we need is offensive attacks on the criminal government. They have to stage events against themselves as a pretext to build up a police state, knowing that people will be forced to resist them, so they can then call that terrorism. And it is really up to listeners to decide, are they going to let their kids be taken away to jail for no reason? Are, if there's a mass plague released, a bioweapon released, Obama's saying, you know, get the U.S. ready for bio attack. They could use that as a pretext to bring in control. Financial collapse, all of this. For me, it's defensive, because you're not going to take the government back when it's illegitimate, built into redoubts and underground bases and facilities by going around and having war with a bunch of their minions. You need to reach out now and educate people in the system how they've been controlled and show them the bigger picture. And I don't just say that because I'm afraid of getting arrested, as you alluded to. If I got up on air and did call for violent confrontation, what are the targets? I mean, if the police started running around arresting citizens with no evidence, which they're starting to do slowly, but in mass, and taking them to a FEMA center, I mean, I'm already getting here to the point of saying I'm going to have to go into airports when they try to body scan me and say no. And Lord knows what they'll charge me with then, but it's getting to the point where you have to say no. And then what do you do? I genuinely know that we have to identify the criminal element first to slow them down so we can stop their agenda politically. And see, by them forcing much of their agenda, even when we politically beat it, or no matter who gets into political office, the system just goes forward, that's waking people up now. The globalists want insurrection. They don't care if your average police officer gets killed or somebody in the military. They want that. They want to get us fighting with each other. So I am not for violent confrontation with the government. That said, I'm not going to be drug away to some FEMA center for my political speech, and nobody's putting their hands on my children. And the system has been running into people defensively defending themselves, and the system's starting to get the message and backing off on many fronts. And that's a sad thing that people in the system are, I mean, a lot of CPS workers are getting killed now. You notice they don't hype that up in the media. It's just a little blurb. But every few days I see where CPS get filled full of holes by people that don't want to give their children over to them. But that is making them, in many respects, start following the Constitution, Due Process, Bill of Rights. The system, though, then uses that to further militarize police. So it's a very heavy, heavy issue you raise. And I've thought about trying to do a several-hour special on it. I've done the research, but to recompile the research, because I get a piece here, a piece there of my research, and to try to lay out, I guess you're saying, the rules of engagement. And the Pentagon itself says 90% of war is psychological. We have the truth, they have the lies. And so we better work for peace and work for waking the system up and work for getting our counties and states and cities back, as we're doing here in the United States, and exhaust all of those avenues. And then when they come to take your farm or ranch because you can't pay the giant taxes they've levied, that's up to you to make your personal decision. I'll tell you, and I'm sad for the police and military and bureaucrats, because most of them are just dumbed down fools that think they have the authority of God. A lot of people have made the decision. Mainly it's a lot of old Korean War vets. Most of the World War II vets have died off, but I've seen this as a trend, as a profile. The police harass them. They stop them. They harass them. And a lot of this happened a few years ago in Austin. This old World War II vet told the state police guy that was involved harassing him and trying to take his property. It came out in the news. He told him, he said, listen, buddy, you pull me over for no reason one more time, and there's going to be trouble. And he killed him. And that's what the servants of the tyrants need to get their head screwed on and really understand. They're pushing people that can't be pushed anymore. They're pushing people that have just made the decision, okay, I'm dead. I don't care. Next person in government treads on me, I'm going to get violent. That's what people are saying. And now conservatives and libertarians have seen the government documents that we were given, that we released, where they're listed as the real terrorist and the real enemy. Well, that lets you know this government is the real terrorist and is illegitimate. But whoever fires first loses. That's been said many times. And I'm old enough. That's why the military wants people 18 to 25. Because they're young, they think they're bulletproof, they think manliness is just going out and having a war and having a firefight. But even when I was younger, I had read enough history and studied it to know that, no, we don't fight on their terms. We don't go out and just get in a war with the establishment for no reason. Or do it in a way that will empower their police state and legitimize this control grid they've laboriously built. It's a very, very important question, and maybe we should do a whole show sometime, maybe this week, do a couple hours, just opening the phones up about what's your line in the sand. But the bureaucrats need to know that the system isn't building FEMA camps and setting up checkpoints and putting in tracking grids for no reason. They know that they were going to carry out a criminal banking heist. I told you this 10 years ago. And we're only entering this, that would be so big, people would start resisting. That's why they take select cops from all over the country and fly them to different G20 events and other globalist events and have them attack old ladies with police dogs and sound cannon populations, and they send sound cannons to menace tea parties in San Diego because they're gearing up and getting their people ready and trained to engage the population. I think if we have a real war, a real guerrilla war, and of 150 million gun owners, only 1% decide to go out and only engage people one time, that's 1,500,000 dead cops. That's half the cops in the country dead in one day. And we have a lot more than 1% that are ready to go. And the system knows that. But thank God people have shown great restraint, because the globalists in public documents, public statements, we had Colonel Roberts on a few weeks ago about this, are training to bring in I-4 and multinational troops, and they've trained for it under NLE-09 and other FEMA drills last year, that they want that to happen. I have said many times, it's better that 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man be executed or imprisoned. And it turns out over a third of people on death row are innocent. The DNA proves it, or people later confess, and the DNA proves it as well. So I can't sit here and pass judgment on police and military, a lot of which are waking up and are good people, and just say, that's the enemy. Prepare for war with them. Prepare for the guerrilla policy of total resistance. But if they've got armies locking down cities, marching out, arresting people en masse, I mean, I had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on last week, former head of the Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor, listing names of U.S. citizens arrested under the Patriot Act, held without trial for many years, tortured. This is admitted. I mean, we have slid so far. And the system is creating a Hobson's choice. But as for me, I see us making giant headway peaceably. And the system desperately wants to make it violent. The system wants to get a fight started with the American people against each other. Brother against brother, father against son. I know the average police officer didn't become a police officer because they wanted to be a bully. I know they promote the bullies, though. I know most departments have become very corrupt. The rank and file aren't, but mid-level and high-level, it's narcotics, trafficking, prostitution, every major city, they're always getting caught. They're getting caught, though, because the system isn't totally corrupt. It's a problem of all of our conscience. It's a problem of all of our morals that has let us get to this point. And so I just can't sit here and pass judgment and say, oh, anybody in a uniform's bad, even if that uniform's been taken over by evil. And this country still has a lot of freedom. It still has a lot of good people in government. There's a reason I'm still on the air. There's a reason I haven't been killed. There's a reason. God's protecting me. But also there are a lot of good people in the system, and they're finally waking up like the population. They're just like everybody else. So the globalists are in a race to start a shooting war. You know, we don't have a big staff, and that's why I try to raise money here. I probably need to have 4 or 5 employees that just sit there on the message board in the comments banning people and restricting people. Because there are people in there trying to stir up a shooting war, people trying to provocateur, trying to set people up. And when we have done spot checks of their IP addresses, it'll be the same 15, 20 people. They come on shifts, IPs for 8 hours and another IP for 8 hours. They're running several shifts a day. And their IPs go back to proxy server blocks. And then we've got other tricks we can do where we can tell that's going back to government and corporate servers. The government is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Trying to get people to talk about killing and saying Alex is a wimp, Alex isn't tough, Alex isn't out calling for war. They're feds. Now, I told you Hal Turner was a fed. They've now released the court transcript of the U.S. attorney and FBI admitting he was above the regular FBI in national security. Now, he threatened and said, go after a bunch of federal judges. The states indicted him, showing the power of the states. And the states complied and put him in irons. But it's come out, and this came out last week. It came out a few months ago in court. He said he was, his lawyers did. It's now in the transcript on Infowars.com from the federal courthouse. Most of it's redacted under national security. A national security letter went out to that judge. This guy is ultra operative. Well, of course, they want to make it racial so that other people hear about the New World Order, anti-New World Order movement, and then think, well, I'm not getting involved with that. It's all about killing judges and Jews. We have caught white supremacist leaders over and over and over again in the U.S., Canada, England, and Germany in mainstream news, not just infiltrating, but founding and running the white supremacist groups. All the major white supremacist websites are run by the feds. We've identified what they're doing. I mean, now we don't just get up here and say this stuff. If you're not a fed, folks, you can't get up on the air and say go out and kill federal judges. He did that for over a decade. The feds are in court arguing for him at national security level of the FBI saying he is an agent. And they're trying to get him off right now quietly. This is a big embarrassment. Every few months I see articles. They had a big one last year out of the Orlando Sentinel, where the founder of the big white supremacist group and the guy leading it's FBI informant. It's all run by them. And notice the biggest group attacking me, telling all these lies, making things up about me, manufacturing completely fake, made-up garbage. Saying I work for Israel, or I work for the Pope, or I work for this or that. I don't work for any of those people but Alex Jones and the Constitution. Look at the fruits that we've bore. Look at the people we've woken up. Look at what we've done. And I have ridden this razor edge trying to stay afloat, trying to operate, trying to stop infiltration, trying to stop the attempted setups, the physical attacks, the stuff I don't spend a lot of time on. I mean, I am a warrior, ladies and gentlemen. I am committed to this fight. And I'm committed wherever it leads me. I'm ready for whatever they do to me. I remember 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, one of the head torturers at an airbase in Afghanistan tortured some people to death. And the headline was, head prison guard, I'm going to give you the exact headline, prison guard charged under Patriot Act or gagged under Patriot Act. And he came out with his letters where he was ordered to torture. And they charged him with the Patriot Act to shut him up. Listen to all you Nazi handlers out there. They'll blow up a building and say you did it later. It doesn't matter if you're an FBI agent like Turner or an informant. Tim McVeigh is now sworn in federal court, was what we told you he was. Black ops, super secret, national security. They set him up and drugged his butt up and executed his butt. Told him he'll murder your family if you don't keep your mouth shut. All of you people serving this, and all of you that are paid to attack me, you're not having success. People now know who you are. And so to all the COINTELPRO, we've identified you. And they are discussing and threatening to use white supremacists to kill me right now. Whatever happens, happens. If the feds kill me, they kill me.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair.
The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing.
I want to finish up with Mark in Switzerland very quickly and then hit some financial news in the last 3 or 4 minutes. Mark in Switzerland, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I wanted to just share something with you. I attended a dinner in Geneva a couple of months ago, and at this event was someone who worked for a very large Swiss bank, and he made the claim that the put options on the airlines in September 2001 were actually executed in Switzerland, and that FINMA, which is the equivalent of the SEC, the Swiss Securities Overseer, which is a federal agency called FINMA, F-I-N-M-A,
yeah, it's like
has all this information, and they're just sitting on it.
Yeah, no, it came out in the German and a few U.S. papers. Wall Street Journal was one. Record put options against American and United, record in the week before, and that it led back to Alex Brown Deutsch, who and Buzzy Krongard, who later became executive director of the CIA. I'd love to hear more on that. We're out of time, Mark. Thank you. And I'm sorry to other callers. I wanted to briefly at the end of the show here thank all of you for your support, for spreading the word about the free podcast at Infowars.com and the listen page. We promise to make this year even more powerful and more focused, and we want to commend the great crew and the job they did last year going into this year. In closing, I wanted to thank Ted Anderson for all of his support of the network and his company, Midas Resources. And Ted, gold's up over $20 today, and you have some great deals you're able to buy when gold dipped for a few weeks. You're able to pass those on to people. But the real economy is imploding. The banks are looting us. People need to get into silver and gold. It's up over 400% in the last 7-8 years, as you know. And I believe it's just going to continue to grow. But regardless, it can't be devalued overnight like paper money. Ted Anderson, tell us about the specials you have here at the close of the first weekday broadcast of 2010.
Well, I know time is tight. And yeah, indeed, I was buying secretly, I guess quietly, while the prices were down here the last couple of weeks. Just because economics haven't changed, we're going to have more trouble in the future. I highly suspect that we'll see $1,300 gold before spring has passed. So I would really recommend that people get in. We do have some really good buys in the British sovereigns right now.
The dollar's dropping again. I should add that. Go ahead.
Yeah, dollar's dropping. I mean, we have $10 Liberties, $10 Indians. We also have the British sovereign and the franc, which were bought when the market was lower. They're currently right now at 260, 322. I do have the Montana silver at $20.99. It's kind of like taking advantage of it. Right now, we're at that $1,120 level, $1,124 for a high today, and we were looking at $1,080 here just about a week ago. So that gives you an idea of what kind of prices, what the prices are doing and where I expect them to go. I look to see about a $30 increase from where I'm at right now.
So the discount you're putting out, you bought gold and silver at what, and now it's gone way up, and you're again passing that savings on. So tell us the type of savings people are getting.
Well, that 1180, 1190 is where we've seen the low, and that's when I was buying. So right now we're sitting in a position. We even have U.S. Eagles that are sitting at a what I would consider a below market price just due to the fact that the prices were lower. We've seen gold go up about $30. $40 actually.
Absolutely. And people should take advantage of this and tell them it's the Alex Jones, Ted Anderson special. Be able to get these lower prices. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists have been trying with both feet to stomp the price of gold down. We believe they're going to be unsuccessful. We believe that people need to get involved in gold and silver today. A true store of wealth, a hedge against inflation and uncertainty. 800-686-2237. Here's the number again. The great brokers are there to answer your questions or take your order. 800-686-2237. They have a free copy of Bob Chapman's newsletter as well if you call. 800-686-2237. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson. Thank you, crew.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.